Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Bros Think Big podcast. This is the show where we talk about the simple and yet complicated ideas of self-improvement. Tune in and join us as we become the best versions of ourselves, just so that you guys can too. And remember to like and subscribe for more. Today we have a special one that we have been planning out for the past 2 hours. And this is something that occurs in every single journey. When you hop on some sort of self-improvement journey where you want to just level up as a whole, you're forced to combat doom scrolling. Who wants to break down what doom scrolling really is?
Not just doom scrolling. Let's talk about distractions in general, right? There's a lot of distractions. What's the main one that everyone, a lot of people they deal with, even I deal with this, a lot of us deal with this even now. It is doom scrolling. It's that damn phone. Mom was right. It really is that damn phone, right?
And I feel like it's very important people to know that we still do that. And I feel like no matter how far you're in self-improvement, it's that type of thing, social media, that you will scroll one way or another. Maybe not as long as other people, but you will still doom scroll.
Yeah, and we are all kind of at the age where we kind of knew what it was like before a phone, right? Because when I first had a phone, I was in like fifth grade, I think. And before that, like, I knew, like, I was playing outside, like, you know what I mean? I was doing a bunch of things that, I wasn't just trying to escape.
Physical activities.
I was doing physical activities. I was outside playing in, like the woods and the grass and stuff. Like, do you guys remember before you had a phone?
Oh, yeah. It was very different.
It's Sasha's childhood. We don't remember 90% of shit.
No, we don't. But I can tell you that we got a flip phone as the first phone. And so we didn't have like a
legit phone.
Yeah, I did lose it in like a sewer or something. I don't know.
But you would never lose your phone nowadays, right? Because it's so valuable. We're all walking around with computers in our hands.
Yeah, I've lost my phone before.
You what?
I've lost my phone before.
Dude, he lost his laptop. He placed it on top of his car and drove away with it.
Okay, this
one. Don't even start.
Oh, that's funny.
Yes, I did lose my MacBook.
He wanted to bring up, I lost my flip phone. Eye for an eye.
Okay, fair game.
So I know it is a big problem, especially like when we go to the gym. How many people do we see on our phones and stuff like that?
So many. Like after a set, it's just so automatic.
The first period in school, everyone's on their phone listening to music. Everyone's just like their heads down, necks like 90 degrees looking down. I mean, it's weird. Everyone's on their phone. Why? Yeah. You know what I mean? Why is everyone on their phone nowadays? And that's exactly why we made this video. We want to talk about this podcast, the reasons why people are doom scrolling, how to combat that in today's society.
Yeah. Very well said. So for starters, let's talk about what...
Number one.
The number one.
You're bored. That's the reality of it. Mm-hmm. So, should we even define why are we bored? Yeah. I mean,
you have nothing to do. Well, the first reason, you don't have a strong...
People doom scroll because one of the reasons is because they're bored. They don't really have anything else to do with themselves. You mean after school, after their job, after their normal thing that they do every day. They don't know what to do. They eat and they scroll. They shit and they scroll. They do their homework, scroll a little bit, homework again. It's like it's just a constant cycle. Like scrolling's in everyone's daily life, right? Why? Because
it's a pattern.
It's so easy to get bored, right? And we have that easy accessibility to social media. It's in our pockets all day long. And so it's so easy to scroll, so easy to take out our phone and lock in on like some random shit, like some brain rot on our phone, right?
And so many different type of content too, so you never get bored being in there.
Exactly.
These algorithms are literally meant to go off of your liking personally, so it's fucking crazy.
It's crazy too because I think everyone kind of knows like, okay, like I really shouldn't be scrolling and I know what I have to, like at the end of the day, like people really do scroll because like they're just procrastinating or they're trying to, they're just really just, they don't have anything else to do, right?
But also just a mixture of that's just because what they're so accustomed to, it's what they like it. Like people that eat candy, they know it's shit for them, but they love it so much. Kind of the same thing with scrolling. I mean, nowadays, like that's probably one of the, what people... From more like their perspective, that's how they get entertained the most effectively, just through scrolling, because there's so many different things that can fit to their likings. Same thing with candy, in a way.
And I want to emphasize just how like big of an issue this is. I don't know if one of you guys sent me or I just found it myself, but it was a TED Talk, and he basically broke it down in terms of how many years will you spend in your life typically sleeping. The average person living to 80. It's like how many years you spend in school. How many years you spend in work, how many years you spend sleeping. And I can't give you an exact number. I don't recall.
Dude, I think sleeping is half of your life already.
No, it's
a third.
I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I don't remember a number, but I believe it was around 20% of your life. If, for the average American, or the average person who's on TikTok.
Well, it'd be one third of your life. So what? It's like 33% of your life.
20%, one fifth of your life. You're on social media.
Oh, okay, social media.
And when you think about it, and like that's 20%
of your day, which is what the average person. Then it'd be 20% of 24 would be 5 hours, basically, almost 5 hours a day on social media. Crazy to think about, man.
It's like right now, the viewer, whoever's like watching it right now, pull up your phone right now and look at your screen time. Like, what's your screen time like? Right? Mm-hmm. I remember like in high school, especially after high school, my screen time was like 8, 9, 10 hours. I mean, I've got down like really low now,
same.
But it used to be so high, and it used to be just TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, just all the social media apps, messages, all that.
It's fucking depressing. I use like every week.
You don't acknowledge it until you check your screen time too, which is the craziest part.
Every week I used to get like these everyone I'm sure gets it is the yeah. And I'd see, I'm like, oh, I'm down 13% from last week, and my weekly hours is like 9. I'm at like, I average 9 and I'm still down 13%. Dude, that shit just fucking hurts to look at. But then you literally just, you brush it off immediately. You're like, you know, I should definitely do something about this. Let me go on with my day.
I'll try to improve it tomorrow, but either same thing happens or even worse.
Exactly. So the way to really combat the boredom, because what really comes with boredom is comfortable with having nothing to do. Because eventually, when we're bored, we'll eventually do something. We'll probably do the easiest thing to do after that, which is probably school or eating, stuffing our face. It's something that is just so easy to do. Open up your computer, just start randomly, open up YouTube or whatever. Those are things that we do when we're bored. But instead, what I want you guys to do instead, right, is to find things to do other than that. Like what? What are some examples that?
Dude, reading, meditating, working out. There's just so many things you can do that's better than doom scrolling. So just those little things that you can do, that will be an alternative to doom scrolling and just spending time in social media. Better than that, at least.
Mm-hmm. For me, I found going on a walk. Helps a lot.
That too.
In terms of kind of just analyzing my life, I guess, in a way, kind of being introspective and questioning. I just find that when you are on a walk, you literally can't do anything else. You know, especially just getting out of the house, I'll say, is probably the best example, because you lack the ability of going to your bed and going to the typical habits that lead to doom scroll. I find myself, you don't really doom scroll outside your house or outside of places you're commonly in. If you're like a new surrounding, I find it much harder to do, because it's a change of environment, basically.
Yeah, that's true. But before we really get into that, I want to zoom out for a little bit, and I want to just beg the question that we've been asking ourselves for the last 2 hours, and what do you need? You're bored, right? So you're looking for something to do, and when I think of the best way to tackle looking for something to do is you try to look for what's fulfilling towards you, and that just ultimately leads to one answer, and that being purpose, right? You need to find your purpose, because one, when you find your purpose, or how you like to call it, mission, which I think is a great way to put it, you are on
the hero's journey.
The hero's journey, always a video game. Anyways, when
the
you
quest to slay the dragon, save the princess.
Yes, call it that.
Princess Peach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe Mario. Anyways, right? You look Luigi. For that. Like, that is just your calling. That is what you feel like you're meant for, and it's just what motivates you. It's what drives you, because that is what gives you like fulfillment. Realistically, it's your purpose. It's what you think you're put on this earth to do, and everybody has a purpose too.
Everybody.
They just take a lot of time learning it, or they have a really hard time discovering it. Sorry, that's a better way. And literally through the exact same things we've been mentioning, just all the distractions, doom scrolling, whatever, right? They kind of try to steer away from finding what their purpose is.
Mm-hmm. There's so much time between those big tasks like school or work or the weekend. People, all they look forward to is like the weekend or the party or that big event that's coming up. But what's in between that is what people really have to take care of. And that's, you need a mission to go on when you're not doing your schoolwork, when you're not at work. What do? You just like, lay at home for the next day to repeat? No, you should be working on something else after that to improve or do something. That's something I had to really sit down and think about, because what I would do is just look forward to either the weekend or the next event or the work the next day or school. But what was in between that? When I would come home, or I would come home after that task, after that big party, that big event, I'd come home to emptiness. Because, what's next? I don't know what to do next. So I look forward to the next thing, like school, whatever, all those like menial things. But I had to find something within, a purpose, right? What am I meant here to do, right? And that's the hardest part. It's so uncomfortable to look at that monster, that that purpose monster, because you have to look at it and like kind of face it, because it's very traumatic. It's very like, it's just very ugly. It's kind of ugly in the beginning, right? Uh-huh. To like find your purpose, right? When we think of purpose, what do you guys think of?
Because it's also, it can, purpose can also be a very hard thing, because it's your ultimate goal. It's something that you need to really, really improve towards to become that purpose, that person of that purpose. So when I look at purpose, it's, I think of something that you're called to do, something that you're able to do that maybe other person isn't as much, or you want to be the best person at that specific thing you want to do. And knowing that you can contribute to yourself, your family, and other people around you with that action of yours. So that's how I look at purpose.
Yeah, that's what I like to refer to it as well. Your calling, essentially.
You know, I like to think, because, you know, you guys know Robert Greene. He wrote, like, Laws of Human Nature, Laws of Power.
And I have no idea what he looks like, though.
I was listening to a podcast with him and Andrew Huberman talking about purpose, and he mentioned that, like, when we are first born, right, that's the first time in the whole entire world, the whole entire universe, that we, our unique self, is born with our certain genetic code, because everyone's genetic codes, everyone's different, right? That's the first time in the whole entire world. So it's like something new and fresh. So when you're born as a kid, you start growing up in your adolescent years, you start acting in accordance to your true self already, right? We start liking the things that we like, competitiveness for soccer. We all like doing our own things. I liked exploring. I liked looking at new things. I was really compassionate, things like that. So when you really want to find purpose, look more towards how you used to act before the indoctrination, before social media, before all this stuff, because you were already acting in accordance to yourself when you were born, right? Dude,
I never thought of it that way. That is a great thing. You just fucking cooked right there. I'll give you that one. I've actually never thought of it that way. Yeah.
I'll send you guys the podcast.
Because it was actually in Robert Greene's Laws of Human Nature. He kept highlighting, like, your younger self is who you really are, and then you basically adapt to whatever you're taught, whatever, and, like, you try to conform. You realize you get kind of conditioned in a way. You do something bad, and you see that your mom is giving you an attitude, so you kind of resemble that action is a bad thing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
It's like, so easy to conform to.
That's how we what know he, what he said. Now it's ringing. It's all coming back. The dark side of you came out when you were a little kid, like that dark side that you're not supposed to show to the public, but that is within you. That is who you are. It doesn't have to be a bad thing. It's just your dark side. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly. So I suggest anyone to kind of look back at their childhood, look back and reflect, because some of that's buried, though, because it's buried under the trauma. Sometimes it's buried under things that we just forget, that we don't even want to remember. So it's really ugly. That part of our past is kind of ugly. And you know how people say it's like, oh, it's like when you're young, it's okay to not know what you want to do. It's actually the opposite. As you grow older, it's harder to find your purpose as you grow older than when you are younger.
Why do you think that?
Because, like I said before, when you're younger, you already start acting accordance to your true self. Like Josh just mentioned, like, you were already acting right to your true self as
when you were doing what you wanted to do.
You were already doing what you wanted to do before you conformed, before you, like, all this stuff got before buried, you were brainwashed, all this stuff got buried on top of you. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Stimulation, standards, school, conforming to your friend group, to society's norms, etc. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
He's trying to say, like, it's harder to remember stuff because, well, you're 10 years older. That means you have to remember 10 years more.
Yeah. Things. Mm-hmm. But I feel like there are some ways where people find their purpose better when they grow older than when they're younger. So it's like, it's not just that example. Maybe for the most part, it's just that's how it works. Can't find that's it. Average. No, that's not what I said either. But
no, he's got a point too.
Sometimes there are scenarios
ways
where
of finding that purpose.
It like people have a hard time
because your purpose is your personal
calling.
It can
calling, also be just more experience helps with your purpose.
Like, that's sure. That was going to be my point exactly. As like, well, as a child, you know less, which is what helps you, which is what can help you find that purpose. But in the same way, I can combat that saying that you know more when you're older, so that you know more of what you like and maybe more.
Well, don't you think knowing more kind of like adds to the being like the bury the mountain, you know what I mean? I knowing more is a good thing, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. Like exploring, expanding like what you are like doing, but knowing everything and wanting to know like a lot of things that just buries on top of your interests, right? Yeah. Because you already act in accordance to your true interests.
Mm-hmm.
But then society puts a pictured Arnold, right? Arnold on the TV or whatever. Now you want to be like Arnold. Now you want this girl. Now you want this. Now you want the money. Now you want the cars. Now you want all these things that you never wanted in the first place, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you have to pay the bills. Now you want this house. Now you want all these things, like all these desires, like are just buried on top of
But that can also be desire. More options.
Yeah, that's like...
You know what I mean? That can true. Also be a distraction and, like, I would say... Like, how you sword? Said it. It's a double-edged sword. Because just like how you said, it can be buried with all that information. It can also be an expansion of the options that you
it
have.
It could be planted.
Yeah.
Expand in a way that's true to yourself.
Yes. And understand why you liked this at this specific time, why you like that more. And then that's why sitting down with yourself is very important, because no matter how old you are, you can go deep down into your head and your subconscious and say, who am I really? And what can I do that will get me closer to my purpose? And what is my purpose?
Mm-hmm. And I want to highlight for all just how valuable it was. I mean, again, our purpose is constantly, I believe, changing, or not always, but, you know, it's going to change over time, or at least it varies.
Evolve
better yeah, way? Maybe that's the way. Evolve.
Yeah, because way. It's yeah. a nurtured versus
exactly.
nature.
Exactly, so I can just speak from fucking experience. Like, the second you learn that shit, like, that doom scrolling, it just fucking minimum. Again, you're not going to ever get it to zero.
Doom scrolling gets
right?
put under Dude, it?
Yeah,
under
honestly, bro, honestly. Like,
because when you have something like
that
to chase,
speak on it. It's just so. It's just it happens.
It's the fire.
So powerful. Yeah.
That's so facts, dude. I feel fire. That like with no like no fucking other. Like when honestly, I think of the markets, dude, I don't even care to doom scroll because like why?
Exactly.
I look forward to Mondays now because how like the market to me is just a huge fucking puzzle, and I value that like figuring out that puzzle over any other like doom scrolling or anything.
You fell
like
in
that.
Love with it.
Exactly. Like I feel. Me. Yes, fuck you. No, I could never. You know, you get what I'm fucking saying, Josh. But that's my point, though. Like, because I'm not to say that, you know, trading is my purpose, but it's such a strong interest, and I'm nearly passionate for it, and I feel like it is up there when it comes to my purpose, just because
it aligns with it.
Yeah, essentially. I also just want to figure it out. Like, I hate fucking losing. So, being able to put pieces to that puzzle is kind of like what I'm starting to be part of my purpose. I think, do you guys actually think you could have multiple purposes?
I was just going to say that because now that you said you really like trading, but that's not your purpose, you said.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the purpose. Then I was just going to ask, do you think there's multiple purposes?
That's my question for you.
When I, like, looked in the purpose and, like, done, like, research about it, it's not just one thing. It cannot be just one sentence, one vague sentence.
Yeah.
It's a spider web.
It's a bunch of things pulled together
because
to make this big
has
web.
So
this
many
big
different web. Interests.
Yeah, exactly. It's a spider web. In the middle, right, is your true purpose. But it scatters everywhere.
Exactly. And I guess that's like one of my purposes as at least how I feel right now. Like what you were saying.
It's part of your purpose.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. It's just a little string in it. And that's, it's fucking like you when you have that, you don't even care. Because what I'm gonna find on Instagram doesn't help me achieve anything that doesn't fall in line with that purpose at all. And like we mentioned, your purpose comes first when it comes to this type of stuff.
Exactly. And this is exactly why we put this in the beginning of the video, because this is really just the number one thing that you need to stop doom scrolling, is to put it below you and look towards something beyond that purpose, your mission, your hero's journey, right? Slaying the dragon. What is your dragon? Pick your dragon that you want to slay. Pick the princess that you want to save.
Rango. A man can't. I saw this like video.
The lizard?
A man, yeah.
I was going to say,
A man can't. A man can't walk out on his own story. Yeah. A man can't walk out on his own story.
That's true.
Destiny.
Yeah. So good.
Because you got to live that story, right?
I never even watched that, but I heard that and I was like, oh, that's fucking beautiful.
I've watched it before.
I haven't.
At Papa's.
That's the idea, right? Like, you have to stay in your story and finish the story, right?
Exactly.
You don't get the easy way out.
Let's fucking transition. Number two, boys.
But yo, before we do, I just have a quick question.
Never mind.
Because you said like understanding your purpose and looking at the purpose can be hard and like almost ugly and dark. And you also said the same thing. You said it's that dark side of yours.
Yeah.
So what do you guys mean by that?
Sasha said, it's pulling a bunch of things together to make this one big clump called purpose, right? It's scattering, so some of your dark side, some of your past, some of your traumas, all these different things, like your interests, where you like this and that, why you like that, it's deeply rooted to yourself. It's a bunch of things together to make this big, because if I asked you, like, okay, what is your purpose, right, it would be like, you would kind of be like, oh, like, it'd be hard to explain in words, right, because you feel it, right, it's something like, it's burned, it's like itched into you.
I'll explain my side, which is, when I had to look how I found my purpose, I took out the AirPods. I told you this. I took out the AirPods at the gym, and I was just thinking, questioning everything. And what I found is, like, a lot of the actions that I do every day come from my childhood. And what that happens is, when you think of your childhood, what do you think of? Your childhood traumas. That's what leads you to do certain actions. So that's what I was talking about. Like, the dark part is, it was my mental health deteriorated for some time. Like, just looking back at my trauma, it's like, it's hard. It hurts. It hurts. And that's not to say I even have that bad trauma. So for me to say that, I can't imagine someone with much worse trauma than me. It's going
to
kill.
But it's almost like, but that has to happen.
It has to happen in order to figure it out. Yeah. Exactly.
What do you think?
Like, about that part?
Yeah, what do you think you said, like, meant by that?
Well, it makes sense. Like, especially how you both explain it in terms of looking back at the traumas, the bad things. It's like you can use that as an advantage to be able to provide value to other people that will help them to not have to go through it one more time or go through that same experience, because you already know what it's like, and you can teach other people how to avoid that specific problem. So you having to think about that and confront that problem of yours and have to work on it in order to be able to then help other people itself is a hard thing.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. That's also exactly why I think, like, when people get asked at such a young age, what do you want to be when you're older? A lot of people don't figure it out.
Astronaut.
It could be anything, but a lot of people, they don't figure it out because they're not willing to tackle that dark side of the brain. Like, what happened to childhood? Because a lot of it is just self-reflection. What happened when I was younger, and what's happening with me right now? What do I find interesting or whatever?
Yeah. Just something that, like, I always think about is, like, be the hero for, like, your younger self when he was going through those dark times and stuff like that, because those dark times really do define the character who you are really want to be. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
That's a good one.
All right, now beautiful. We can transition.
Yes, sir. Number two.
Escaping or coping? / coping, sorry.
Another reason why we doom scroll is because we escape into our phones. It's so easy, and we do it as cope. It's self-sabotage. It's maladjustment. So, I mean, what does that really mean? Why are we coping? Like, why do we use our phone to cope in the first place? Because, I mean, when we're in our phones, right, when we're scrolling, it's so easy to turn our brains off and just go into it and forget about the pain that we're feeling.
I want you to share what you kind of really helped me paint the picture when you would talk about with your mom. Yeah. So, yeah, you want to say that? No.
All right. What I want to say with the whole coping thing is that it's you're coping because, one, we already mentioned this, you're bored, you're lacking the purpose. So when you lack purpose, you don't know what to do. Again, you're bored. I'm repeating myself here, but what I'm trying to get at is the fact that you go to the most accessible option through that cope, because that's what coping essentially is. You try to convince yourself that what I'm doing isn't really that bad or whatever, you know. I can use TikTok or Instagram Reels as an educational source. What you start making a whole bunch of, like, self-sabotage. These excuses that don't even relate to that don't even make sense. Sorry, that's a better way for me to put it.
Mm-hmm. When I see coping, I see more of, like, emotions, a play of your emotions when you are in a down mood, or maybe not even in a down mood, but, you know, life just hits a fan, so it's way more susceptible to pursue an action like that. It's like a trigger point. You do one bad habit, and then what's going to happen? You're going to do another bad habit. Kind of, like, correlates together.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I kind of see coping.
You're literally escaping because you don't know what to do with your time, and time being, like, arguably the most valuable thing that we have on this planet. What you do with it. What?
It is the most valuable.
Yeah, and I, like, especially more importantly, what you do with that time. That's why it's so important. And people choose to escape because they don't know what to do with that time. They come home from what you said earlier, school, their 9-to-5 job, whatever it may be, and they're automatically, like, they're functioning. They're conditioned to just relax. You know, I worked so hard for this in school. I paid attention to all these classes and everything like that. I can just, you know, cope a little bit and let myself
relax.
Let myself, relax.
Essentially. It's also, like, perfectly transitions from, like, you're bored, because when you're bored, you feel a negative emotion from, like, uncomfortable of being bored. You're faced with this, like, emptiness because you don't have a purpose, right? And so what you do is you cope by going into social media, by escaping these things that are easy to escape into. And what I was saying to you, Josh, is, like when you have, like, a negative experience, when you feel this negative energy, right? Because, like I told you, energy cannot be created nor destroyed. It can only be transferred, right? energy is always being transferred. It's always being moved. It's like this, like, invisible. It's in this, like, invisible dimension.
It's a force.
It's a force, right? And so what you need to do, instead, just be aware of that negative energy and transfer it into something else. Like what? Like lifting, like, I mean, going outside and walking, like meditating, from just pushing that energy out and just, like, using it as fire. Yeah, using it as fire and the fuel. Use that negative energy and throw it in the furnace. You know what I mean?
Because you're not realistically getting rid of the problem itself. Because I remember I used to have this thing where, you know, if I felt awkward in a situation or anything, like, it would be a habit of just take the phone out, look like at the time. But it was just, I didn't want to look at the time to know what time it was. It was just a habit to escape exactly. The fact that I felt awkward and what's next. So you just do that. There's been situations where you just randomly go on the phone because you don't know what else to do. And it's just, what happens is your brain says it's okay at the moment because you coped. But the second time that same thing happens, like an awkward situation or some kind of problem arises, you don't know how to react to it. So you keep going in this loop of coping and you never solve the problem because you never confront the problem. So I think the solution is to confront the problem as soon as possible because it's only going to grow bigger and stronger to the point where it's going to be harder to handle. So the sooner the better.
Like our brain will send us signals when there is a problem and those sirens will go off, like anxiety and depression. Those you will feel those when the siren's going off, that you, like, your brain is telling you, yo, we need to fix this, right? And but when you, like, ignore that, when you ignore the signs, it just gets louder and louder and louder, and all of a sudden you're put on medication. Yeah, you know, all of a sudden you need a therapist, right? Because you haven't faced that monster, you haven't faced the dragon, right?
Yeah.
It's how crazy that
minimize coping.
Well, like Sadul just said, nah. Face that thing, like face the monster, face the dragon and slay it.
Yeah.
Right.
Self-reflect through journaling would probably the most effective way. Like with what Sadula was saying, how I used to do the same shit, and people make jokes about that too. Like, you ever seen those videos where, like, oh, I'm walking past a group of girls, so I go on the weather app to check. Like, you know, you guys know what I'm talking.
Yeah.
Like, that's a real thing. I think I used to do this shit too. Actually, maybe not the weather, but you get the point, right?
Like, if you were to see somebody that you might wanna. Well, you might feel awkward, see?
Yeah, you feel
or
awkward.
Or you don't know
you
what to do. Yeah, you just take out the phone and act like they're not there. But in reality, you're doing such a bad thing. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Dude,
yeah, people don't realize.
You're avoiding a person to...
Such a bad... Because it's so fucking deeply rooted. Like, you need to be questioning, why am I feeling awkward in this scenario? Like, you feel scared. The same thing that we were mentioning with purpose, how people aren't willing to tackle that question with, you know, trauma and what, like, all the bad things that occurred. And it applies for here too. You're not willing to not be able to just face the problem. It's all deeply rooted through the purpose, which is fucking crazy to me. Which is why you need to tackle it, because what happens with trees, the roots just continue. The tree just gets bigger and bigger and bigger once the root's already planted inside of it or the stump. So,
exactly. And it's like we need to cope in the right way instead of self-sabotaging ourselves. So what are some ways that you guys, like, cope in the right way, like your peace task? Or something. Josh, I know you have yours.
Yeah, so I kind of fucked up. I said the walking on the wrong section.
Mm.
I feel so guilty for saying that, but yeah, this is when I was going to say.
Plus, they're
like
also interconnected, so you can use them in many ways.
Yeah, they are, but this is more of a fact of, like, just kind of, I've actually, this past week, maybe like a week and a half now, just like seeing the sunset. I used to be a guy, I don't know if you recall, I would call sunsets gay. Right, but now it's like, it's kind of like just this beautiful
thing. That shit was always outrageous,
like,
to me.
Yeah, what? Yeah, it's just like the world's beauty.
You must be feminine.
It helps me kind of step out of my own skin and realize, like, the world itself, like, that's where.
Nature is a gift.
Where I live, exactly. So, like, beautiful. It came before me. Billions of years before me. Mm-hmm. So it's like a kind of crazy concept to me. Mm-hmm. It's like kind of just appreciating. And that's helped me kind of just take away that coping mechanism.
Mm-hmm. It's coping in the right way.
Exactly. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're not
everyone
minimizing
copes. Everyone
your coping.
Copes,
exactly.
But depends how you cope.
I'm transferring my coping into.
Yeah.
Would you say coping, like the definition of coping, can be positive?
Yeah.
Like, I understand you mean it like that, but can cope itself, is cope a positive definition? Yeah. Yeah?
Is it
what's coping? Yeah, what's the definition of
coping? Coping, right, is when you feel something, you do something to combat that emotion. Whether that be, you can meditate as a good thing, you can, read the Bible, pray as a good thing, you can go out, or You can watch porn. You can escape into social media. It's a double-edged sword, too, with coping, right? What do you think?
I don't know. I wouldn't call it coping, though. I would just call it whatever you're doing. Like, just... It's like you feel negative emotion, you pray. You feel a negative emotion, you read Bible. I wouldn't call it
coping. You cope in the right way.
Coping is kind of just how you go about things, right?
I guess it's because a lot of people, they say it in a negative way.
Yeah, oh, you're coping. Yeah, that's why. That's definitely why.
But we all cope at the end of the day because when we feel something, we have to cope in order to combat that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Isn't it like in this most simplest praying form, is it's coping, just how you go about things.
It's not a bad thing. Coping is not a bad thing. Yeah, it's the way that you...
It's defined as the thoughts and behaviors mobilized to manage internal and external stress.
Yeah, how you go about things. So,
I think it really has a negative...
That's exactly what it is.
You're coping, bro. You're coping, right? I know you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like a double-edged sword, like we were talking about with... I said something about... something else, right? But, yeah, praying and like, for example, what I like to do is like listen to the birds chirping outside, soaking up nature, or like just literally just praying in general. Like that's something I'd really do to like kind of just soak up and ground myself. You know,
dude, I had I just acknowledged it this morning. I was like, you just don't realize birds chirp, but they're fucking chirping every fucking time you go outside. Every in fucking the morning, time you're outside.
It's so beautiful though.
What? Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. It's mating. I natural think mating, music. Right? They mate to. Mm-hmm. They mate? Is it a mating call, or is it they just fucking?
Could be. They're just talking shit.
Yeah. About you. Yeah, honestly, fuck. But you know what happens, right? We start coping for so long. Eventually, we get to a point where we become mindless.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Mm-hmm. So how do we combat this, or why do you think mindless even happens? I know obviously it's a.
So what? Like the next reason that people doom scroll is because of mindlessness or brain fog, as we'd call it, right? So we had a conversation about this like before the podcast about mindlessness. So. Let's kind of give a good definition about it.
We should, that's a good point. Yes.
So when you guys can say it. Because you guys were
more in agreement. I want to make sure we get the genuine just so we don't actually.
But as long as I remember, it's just a thought process that isn't thought about.
It's unconscious?
You don't think about it. You don't think about what you're doing. It just happens.
It's a type of meditation in which you focus on being intensely aware of what you're sensing and feeling in the moment without... I'm reading mindfulness, not mindlessness.
Yeah, I was about to say.
When we think of the word mindless, it's less of your mind.
So not observing...
I was like, this is not sound right. Yeah. The act of doing the things without being aware of what you are doing, essentially.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So some of the things to combat this, number one for brain fog is to change up your diet and change up your lifestyle routine. Are you sleeping? Are you like being hygienic? Are you eating You're drinking enough water. All those things are so important. That's like the basic level, right, to combat brain fog. But a lot of people don't know about like brain fog, right, because they're so locked in on like they don't know they could achieve a higher level of clarity if they get rid of these processed sugars, processed foods, even like things like bread. You would never even think about it. Like bread nowadays, a lot of like the commercial bread, right? I'm not talking about like the
white bread,
like sourdoughs. Sourdoughs are really good. But like the white breads, like the sourdoughs, not the sourdoughs, but the white, the commercial ones, like the bagels, like the pastries, all those like fries, like fried foods, all those things fuck up. Like they inflame your brain, they inflame your stomach, and cause brain fog. Okay. People don't know that they can achieve a higher level of clarity if what they can eat more protein, more fats.
All I'll say is just eat meat and eggs one day, and see, I promise you, no matter how much you eat them.
Well, just try to watch
what happens.
Just try to be in just try to reach ketosis, because that's when your body uses fat as the fuel and uses ketones, right? But you have to cut up carbs completely. You can use fruits and stuff. But I was just looking into the
just reduce the carbs and see how it works.
The glycemic index, like I said, like if don't eat things so high in the glycemic index, right? Eat things that are kind of on the low spectrum. That could be fruits, that could be meats, that could be things like high fats, high proteins. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people, you know, the misconception about like a non-fat diet. Oh, don't eat fat. Like fat makes you fat. That is completely bullshit.
Yeah,
like,
bullshit.
And I've read it in so many books. It's so cross-references. Really? This is like this one guy. Like he started this like movement of like saturated fats are bad for you and stuff. Anyways, right? Fats are good for you. The right fats, like what avocado oil, butter, like eggs.
Steak. Nutella?
No, I said tallow.
Tallow.
So we need these fats in order to function. But when we get fat, like a lot of people get fats from rapeseed oil, canola oil, soy oil, all these bullshit oils, right?
that are very processed.
Cotton seed oil. All these bad, well, those are the ones that inflame your brain.
That's so. Just the American diet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so get more of the good stuff, right? If you feel brain fog,
fucking live in Europe.
Look at your diet. That's one of the first steps to beat mindfulness.
Like, here's a fun activity. Like, look through your pantry right now and look at what you're genuinely consuming. Because I want
to
share
that. I do that as like a hobby, to look through pantry.
I know it does.
Yeah,
it does.
And look at the ingredients.
This is the first place. Yeah.
But like, dude. So during, I had a doom scroll session. Like. A couple days ago,
are you
or
kidding
something.
Me?
Yeah, no, shoot me. I don't know, like on the toilet or something. Whatever, it just
dude,
happened.
You
right?
and the toilet are two different creatures.
You were, what?
That's where I didn't scroll the most.
I know,
stop
but
bringing
you're
my phone.
You're
in
the fucking toilet for 30 minutes.
Dude, it's because I didn't scroll.
I've never
it.
Seen
yeah.
you. No, but sure seriously, I've never seen you go in the toilet and come out in 5 minutes.
I think maybe you know what? Now that you're mentioning this, I'm gonna stop bringing.
Do you
it
time him? Do you like set the timer as soon as he walks
no,
in the door?
It's just like crazy.
Yo, John, no, he's. I can't, I'm not gonna lie. He's right. He's right. That's literally like, every time I do scroll, it's on the toilet.
You're coping. You have no purpose. You're mindless. You have brain fog.
I get it from Papa. Regardless.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Anyways.
You have no idea.
Regardless.
Dude, I even see it in like I hear people playing some stuff in the toilets in the gym. I'm telling you.
Really?
It happens in public, yes.
Yeah.
I've experienced it. I'm just gonna be straight up.
I heard somebody talking to somebody while taking a shit. That was really disturbing.
That's more real than scrolling on your phone, right?
No,
it's not.
That was disturbing.
What were you saying?
Well, yeah, what I was trying to get at is that I stumbled across this video and it was this person in Europe saying how they ate more food than they ever had and yet they lost 5 pounds, right? But someone reacted to it saying, you're in Europe, so you walked a lot, right? Which is true. And everyone in the comment is backing up that guy. Like, oh, saying, oh, that girl's a fucking idiot for saying that. It's just the ingredients. You cannot deny the fact that the ingredients that you're consuming are, one, putting on excess weight on you. Two, making you feel like shit. Three, making you look like shit, too. Like, people, and you know what? That's crazy. That's coping right there. They're literally not willing to accept the fact that, yes, this American diet, this, you go to the grocery store, you go to Acme. Like, I don't, like what I was saying earlier, I don't know why the fuck we shop at Acme. Acme is
you know what?
Shit,
you
to
know
be
what
honest.
I noticed? It's the American stores that sell those type of stuff the most.
It
yes,
is.
Yes, it is a big
it
store,
is.
But it's usually the American stores that sell those type of stuff more. And I see, like, those people get that type of product the most.
It's literally just the ingredients. Because even though the framework between McDonald's in Europe and McDonald's in America are the same, they have the same systems, there are ingredients
product,
in Europe that are banned. So they're literally better off for you. And dude,
that's why it
McDonald's,
tastes so much better.
It does. It really does.
I
don't
say
get it.
Here,
but they're not
I
used in America
shake.
Because business in America, or I guess all around, is just about maximizing profits.
I had a milkshake at McDonald's in Russia, and it was definitely way healthier, but it was not better. I will proudly say it was not better.
Well, you
I
mean in terms of taste?
Experience. Yeah, taste. Well, taste, that's...
Because
it's a great thing. That's
makes
sense.
Well, I thought you meant like taste. No, you meant like just way better. Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Well, obviously not with everything.
Well, it's also just your opinion.
Yeah, so. I know. I just wanted to make... I also want to mention, I'm sorry. Completely cut it out. You were talking about drinking water. Just want to say, I actually tested how much water I drank by buying a gallon. I drink a gallon of water and an extra liter of water on average every day.
That's really good.
It's like,
what's average, by the way?
Five,
well, no, I don't know what
average
is definitely like half a gallon, but like what you're recommended is a gallon.
Yeah. Some people don't even drink water, bro. They drink milk.
Dude, people would be
drinking
apple
don't
juice.
Drink how, many, water bottles is that for
a
gallon?
Eight?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So he's saying he drinks 9. I cap by myself out at 8, to be honest. Like, I don't. Sometimes I'll go under, I hit like 6, but that just happens. Or is that just something you wanted to share?
I just wanted to share. Mm. So it's... No.
So what you can do to test this theory, right, is, okay, say one day, like, you just eat a bunch of oatmeal one day, right? A bunch of oatmeal, eat a bunch of bread.
Yo, you've
bunch
been
of,
saying that since day
eat,
one.
Eat a bunch
I wonder
of,
if anybody did it.
Eat a bunch of carbs, like, one day, right? And then test your brain. See if you can try to read a book or try to watch this podcast or try to watch another one of our episodes and see if you can actually just think straight. And the next day, next couple of days, just eat maybe meat, just eggs, just high fat, high protein, and see how you feel. Test
you know what?
It out.
I'm going to try that. I haven't tried it.
I haven't had oatmeal in a while, but I honestly might try that. And you know what? I can speak from... I used to have oatmeal every day for breakfast because I was on like the whole bulk thing. Well, I thought it was like a great breakfast, and I would go to school right after. And I noticed that, like, thinking back to it right now, my first and second period classes, I think, were my worst grades. Just because, they were harder subjects. It was like chemistry and everything, but I know for a fact
it was
not on. Yeah.
That's a good observation.
Mm-hmm. That's a fucking crazy thing to think of.
I used to eat oatmeal too. I used to try to bulk and eat like a bunch of oatmeal. Did you go to
school right after?
No, it's like I would try to like watch YouTube while eating oatmeal. I'd just be like, oh, like I'm bloated. Yeah, yeah. I'd be trying to like I pause the YouTube video to kind of like close my eyes a little bit, scroll my phone.
But I heard it's good for weight loss though.
Well, oatmeal?
Oatmeal, yeah.
Weight like loss?
In the morning, yeah.
Really?
But I guess it depends how much.
Yeah, your portion.
Moves the, like,
oatmeal. I throw fucking bulk two scoops of peanut bulk butter and protein.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah,
bulk and oatmeal type of stuff is just like a lot of oatmeal.
Yeah.
But in the morning, if
berries,
people
eat
maybe 2 tablespoons or 3, that can do no harm berries, in my opinion. Yeah,
so I learned that you should
organic too oatmeal.
I learned that you should put cacao in your oatmeal.
I wonder who said it.
In your yogurt.
Yeah,
in your yogurt.
You're eating oatmeal.
Put it in your yogurt. Okay, replace your oatmeal with yogurt and you'll be fine. That's really what it comes out to.
There we go.
And you'll be fine. Anyways, with mindlessness and brain fog, right? We've talked about diet. Now it's what? I wrote down habits and building a schedule and building routines that you do this at this time every day so you can kind of... Because when I thought about it, right? When I do my daily routines every single day, there's not much resistance. I don't have to think about, what do I have to do next? Like, I have a bunch of these things. No, I have a set schedule, so I don't waste my time thinking, right? I'm not mindless. I don't waste my time procrastinating. I know what I got to do at this time and at this time. So build a schedule, build a routine. That can help. That helps me personally, right? If you're an organized person, I know Josh said, like, he didn't really need a routine or anything to say, you mean productive and stuff like that. But for me personally, like, building a routine, setting a schedule, do this at the same time every single day has really helped me. So yeah, it's causes less resistance.
Yeah, same here. I don't really have a strict schedule like that where I have, on this specific time I do this and that. Because, you know, a lot of things just change throughout my day. So I don't want to have like a specific schedule where I do this in specific hours. But I do recommend everybody to have some kind of schedule where they know what they're doing in different periods of day. So
like just
they work out in the
day,
morning maybe or in the afternoon or evening, all that kind of stuff. But another good idea would be writing down things you want to do the next day, the night before.
To-do list.
Yeah,
daily quest.
So
when I wake up.
So at night before you go to sleep, you write down some of the things that you want to get done for tomorrow and kind of like make up a schedule that, okay, when I wake up in the morning, this is what I will do, step by step if you have to. And that way you know your purpose the next morning. And it's not like you woke up and you're like,
why don't I let myself scroll for a little bit
right now?
Exactly. So, and make sure it's a little challenging too, especially in the morning because that's when you can get most of the work done.
Yeah.
And make sure it's the type of thing in the morning where you have a reason to wake up and not fall back asleep, you know?
Mm-hmm. So it's a great thing.
Right.
You should have a general idea of what you want to get done in your day, because if you don't, then you're pretty much bored. Like, if you don't have an idea, you're being a drifter, not a player.
Yeah.
I've seen your videos. And the idea is you're just bored. Like, if you can't have anything planned out, where is your purpose? If you have a purpose, you know what your call of action, not your call of action.
Yeah, the action,
your call of action, you're right. So, that's something. And one thing that I want to mention is I'm a little late to this, but with the whole escaping and coping thing, how do you combat that? The examples that you two gave, how you go on walks and how you...
coping in the right way.
Yeah, coping in the right way, exactly. You went on walks, you did...
meditation. I said that in listening to the birds outside.
Yeah.
So grounding myself in a meditation.
Being with nature, like reading the Bible, whatever it may be, right? I think it's so important that these are activities that you spend time alone with yourself. That's like the one thing that I want to highlight under all of these things is you're by yourself. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing to do it with someone else. You absolutely can. And that can absolutely be more effective than doing it by yourself. But you should be able to spend time with yourself alone. That's where self-reflection comes from.
Yeah, you don't need to depend on your phone. You mean be your coping mechanism.
Or anyone else, to be honest. I don't think you should depend on anyone else to tell you what your purpose is or anything. It's strictly just
purely
you.
Within.
Yeah, it's your heart. Nobody else can tell you what's in your heart.
It's in your blood.
Your veins.
Dude, that's why when Steve Harvey said it, you brought it up last time, it's just so hard.
Yeah.
If it wasn't given to you by God, and somebody won't get it. So if it's within you, you have to find it yourself. Nobody else can dig in yourself and find your purpose.
God gave you that vision and not that other person. So why would you let that affect you? You have to go on it by your own way and what your heart is telling you.
It's also too, like, we could even go back to that and be like, okay, like, the reason why are people so obsessed with feeling good all the time and so obsessed with, mean, oh, I got to get away from uncomfortableness. Like, I got to get away from awkwardness. Like, I got to get away from all that stuff. It's just, it's a bad mindset, you know what I mean, to have. Very. And you should want to face the dragon, face the pain, because when you want something, when you speak to the universe and say, hey, I want this, when you say to God, like, hey, I want this, he's going to put something in front of you to, you mean,
make you
to
stronger.
See if you're worthy enough to get that thing.
Yeah.
He puts a level in front of you that you have to beat, right, to get the XP, mm-hmm. to gain the experience, to get to the next level, to get what you want.
Exactly.
I got a good quote for this I wrote down.
Dude, that is literally my favorite thing.
To get what you want, you have to deserve what you want, by Charlie Munger.
By leveling up.
To get what you want, you have to deserve what you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a great way to put it.
This shit fucking baffles me. And when you're put in that awkward situation, why would you run away from it? Like, it is a natural thing. You're, like, feeling anxious is a natural thing that's just gonna...
It's a fight or flight mode.
It is. Why would you not want to, like, dude, one of the proudest accomplishments that I have that I think has improved my, like, way of living dramatically is that I turn my anxiousness into excitement. Whatever it is I'm about to tackle. Mm. Like, I rarely feel nervous anymore. And this isn't saying, like, this isn't for me to brag or anything like that. Any, like, time
but
I have to go...
But it is something to brag about.
It is.
You would be surprised. I'm a lot of like, dude, like, feel this so just, anxious about something.
That's when I, like, I cannot get nervous. Because I turn it right into excitement. When there's a challenge that God has given that's up on this road, or just in general, that I have to tackle, I want to, the same way that I feel about this market. Like, it's a puzzle. I hate losing. I want to figure it out. Because it's so interesting. Like, the idea
that's when you learn the most, when you confront the problem.
Yes, and it just
the problem is unsolved. You don't know it.
So much better, too. I like to think of how I'm going to feel...
After
the day after, I like to feel how I might feel in the future. Like the whole idea of like your mm-hmm. actions today, your future self is gonna thank you for, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I like to do. And if I know that, I let my inner bitch win.
That fuck, you just took my spot, man.
You started scratching. I knew you should have moved.
Say this, bro.
If I let my inner bitch win,
he knows that too.
I was gonna say,
mine now, boy. Mine now, boy.
For all my competitive motherfuckers out there. Who you can't let your inner bitch win? Come on.
Mm-hmm.
You can't let your
mine
inner
now.
Bitch.
Sorry, Josh. What? I took your rights. Yeah, copyrighted.
I heard this thing recently. It was
like, share my blood, you bitch.
I heard this recently. It was from like Luke Belmont. I was watching one of his videos, and this one guy went up to him. He's like, oh, like I feel exhausted. Like I brain, like brain fog. Like I haven't been that fit. And Luke Belmont was like, this isn't really the problem. It's an opportunity, right? If you're fat, the opportunity is to get fit, right? If you're broke, the opportunity is to get rich. If you're sad, the opportunity is to, what, level up and get better. See, everything is not, there's nothing bad in life. Because mm-hmm. positive energy and negative energy, they're both good. It's all just an opportunity just to get better. It's the way that you look at it. When you perceive it as positive and negative, there's always going to be positive and negative. You can't keep running away from positive and negative. When you look at that, that's just life, right? Mm-hmm. Life is positive and negative. It's yin and yang. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so when you look at it like that, everything's just an opportunity. Everything's just a good thing. It's a different mindset to have.
Yeah. Yeah. When you have a mindset of everything happens for a reason, there's nothing that can like bring you down. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Because you see that as an opportunity no matter what happens in life. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's not the easiest thing to, I would say, manifest into your life to say when something bad happens to you and you're like, oh yeah, this happened for a reason. It's my chance to grow. Mm-hmm. Because that thing can bring you down really bad, but seeing that as an opportunity, having that mindset to grow and combat it and win over it, that can just be such a powerful tool.
Yeah, like the idea that time heals everything and whatever happens just happens. Like, why are people so afraid to face that awkward scenario or anything like even remotely close to that? Like I go to Wawa and I ask the people for free shit.
Really?
Not even because I'm broke. Just to fucking talk. Like, in Florida, I did the same thing too. Where I worked, I got a free cookie. I swear to God. I just
Tropical
got,
Cafe, yeah.
It's like, I just saw, oh shit, yo, can I get this for free? And he just lets you, I swear to God. Like, why are you afraid? Like, because the worst thing that happens is you get turned down. Or it's just, and it, like, whatever happens will happen. That's just the way of life. And what you were just saying with how it's positive and negative.
You're on moral, run away from that.
I'm a moron. Thank you. Yeah. Anyways,
well, he got a cookie. Happened.
Yeah, but they paid that company.
It was worth
it.
Oh, it
was processed cookie.
I was saving other bucks. People by me consuming it, Josh, so someone else wouldn't
he
have
cared
to.
Cared about people,
yeah,
guys.
You see, I had to consume it so
I hope
someone
eat
else
all the cookies in the world.
But yeah, that is a very good technique. Just meeting new people too would be a very good one.
Tim Ferriss did that.
Yeah, it's the idea. Yeah, that's who I got.
That's what he makes every entrepreneur that he coaches to do. Like,
I don't know. I saw it from a podcast. It could have been him. Yeah. It's no fear of rejection. That's what it is. Yeah. Because you ask yourself these questions, but it's also like you, whenever you're in a scenario where you have the fear of rejection, it's more often than not like an awkward scenario. Like if I'm going to ask a girl for her number or something, you can already tell that that's just something you're probably going to feel awkward about. That's where that fear of rejection comes.
You asked a girl for a number recently?
Yeah, bro.
Sash. Sash.
She's watching. But that's my, like, you get what I'm trying to say, so it's great.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's a bunch of reason that, if you're a guy watching right now, what's a reason that you go on Instagram, right? What's the reason that a lot of guys are on Instagram, they're on TikTok, they're on these apps, right? They're searching for something. What are they looking for? And I don't be guilty of this. I've done this before. You're looking for ass. You're looking for ass.
They're horny.
Exactly. You're horny. You're looking for... I mean, a girl to look at, because it's so easy access. Why? Because you can't get a girl in real life, so you get them on the internet.
Is Instagram where to go for that?
Could be, most common.
Well, because sure I'm surprised by this, because I recently found out that Instagram has a lot of this models. Obviously, I wouldn't know that now,
but like people say it, models? So I believe it.
Yeah,
like people have models? Showed it to me on their phone. Yeah. My feed does not... Like, I barely come across a girl on my feed.
Well, you have a girl get on those your feed, bots all over the place on every comment section that's, like, linking my bio.
Well, I know you're talking about. That's just because, if you're...
That's not on any other. That's not on TikTok.
But that's not what I'm talking... I'm talking about, like... if you see a comment like that and you hit link on bio...
Why do you think it's on Instagram?
Well, wouldn't it be on any social media platform? Like, you see that shit on Snapchat.
It's most common on Instagram. Really?
I think it's
most
common on Instagram,
too. There's a reason for it.
It's like just pages. That's where all the OnlyFans models or pages are at. You know what I mean? Their personal brands are on there.
Okay. The
only platform that I really just scroll, I would say, is Instagram. If I go on TikTok to post or YouTube, I don't even watch YouTube shorts, to be honest. Not so much. Mostly if I watch something, it's on Instagram. But I noticed when I was like learning how to make the dessert and stuff, I would save them. So what I noticed now is when I go on it, all I see is the desserts, so that can be distracting.
That's
a little
way
because
to curate.
Like they just look so good, you want to click on it. So it's like when you save, when you click, when you like, when you comment, it's just so many things happen, and the algorithm kind of drops in your system system and just goes, okay, this is what this person is interested in.
I'll tell you at one time.
I think it's outside
of Instagram
too. I think
it's like
when
you do in the search bar, right? It gives you just options, right? If you're on Instagram,
Instagram?
Yeah, just one time I fell subjected to. I never had like bikinis or any shit like that. One time I fell for the trap, and then next time, literally, there's four. Yeah. Then there's five.
This is what we're going back to saying like earlier just, with
the
algorithms.
The algorithm.
Yeah, they don't fucking play games.
That's how they drag you in and everything.
Exactly. Dude, I feel like so many things are being tracked. I have a feeling that the little things are tracked. Like when you say you're scrolling down. And if you're scrolling, say you see gym videos and you scroll like very fast, but then you see a girl and you stop for a couple seconds,
tracked.
It goes,
1,000%.
Okay, this person stopped for that video. And then if it sees some kind of constant thing, it goes, okay, this is what the person is interested in. Let me just give him that. It's crazy.
I also think, like, I don't know, but I feel like these phones listen in on conversations. Like
I feel
shit
like that too.
I've had with them.
Even that's what I said. I think it works outside of Instagram too, on a search bar or Safari.
Yeah, it does. It does. Yeah, Google. That's why apps ask you,
would you
this
like it to track?
To track? Yeah,
cookies.
Yeah. That's why that shit.
Cookies.
Yeah, through cookies, exactly.
And it gives you a big list to accept. Like nobody's gonna go through it to see what they're agreeing
on.
They just go.
Yeah, they give you like a fucking 9,000-page document that they want you to read.
You're hooked. Uh-huh. So you're done. Otherwise, you're not able to use the phone or the app,
okay,
which is crazy.
So now that we've established that Instagram is like Pornhub 2.0, I guess. Just
Softcore. Softcore
points. Yeah, you're right. Oh, my God. We made an episode on that.
Exactly.
So what's the next step now? Let's say, like, my Instagram algorithm isn't for any of that. But let's say yours is. What should be the next step? I would say that, like, my challenge would be...
Easy.
What?
Read the paper.
Well, you can't read it.
Here's the reality, right? You're going to get horny. No matter what you do, as a man, as long as you have testosterone, you're going to get horny. So you can't
men don't.
Right? You can't avoid the issue. Well, if you're not getting horny, that's an even bigger issue. All right? That's for starters.
That's facts.
But
the thing that we set account is just create a new account.
Well,
have two accounts.
You will get horny. Have so the two account, but you create the new account. What then? What you're still gonna be horny, and then you might still succumb to that, right? Instead of looking for it on Instagram, how about you do what Fricker said, and you look for a real, genuine partner, and you discover that side of what love truly is, not lust. How about instead of succumbing to lust, and instead of creating an Instagram account, I impose that you challenge yourself. No, that's a good idea. Creating that. I mean, that's what I did after all. Just not for the reason you're.
That's like you can't do that in the moment. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Like looking for a partner is not just like this, you know. It's
of course, dude, that, it like takes you will get time, horny but you when you don't have a partner. To.
That's what I'm referring to. Yeah. It's like, what are you gonna do in the situation when you are horny?
Creating a new account is a good idea. Also,
you're saying next right. Time. You're saying
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
no, no,
the
no.
Bigger part solution. Uh-huh. I'm talking about like short term solution of in that moment.
I would focus on the bigger term solution instead of the short term, because when you focus, like this is exactly what happened with me and my
girlfriend. Now,
you look for you try to look for the opportunity, not try to force anything. And of course, like the whole idea of the right girl is gonna come to you, like time will come and it's gonna do its part, whatever. Right, that's true and all, but you should still at least long for that, because what like the idea is you're
definitely
lost.
Definitely yeah, acknowledge it.
I feel like there's still two types of ways you can go about it. You're either looking for a partner for lust, or you're looking for a partner for love. So you can't avoid them two. You have to pick one.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly you lean towards one more than the other. So I do agree with what you said, that like 100%. But I think it depends what you do on social media. I feel like if you post on social media or you want to be a content creator, you want to learn from somebody, even then I would just say delete the account and the Instagram in general. That's, you know, don't even download it. And if you want to learn about something, go on Safari, read the articles. That would be the best. Read books if you want information so bad. Not from Instagram, not from TikTok. You're not gonna get it. At the end of the day, you won't. And if you do
you
want,
get it,
yeah,
you're
yeah,
also gonna be there for 20
years. Exactly. So you have to identify your personal problem and see if it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you go in there saying, okay, I'm going to learn something or I'm going to get some value out of it, but every single time you end up doing something completely opposite from what you went there for, that means there's a problem with you not being able to deal with what you're there for. So, you know, watch podcasts, watch stuff on YouTube rather than Instagram and TikTok, all that kind of stuff. Because
yeah.
I noticed YouTube doesn't really have that type of stuff. It really doesn't.
They don't put it they strictly off the. Yeah. That's why, like, the whole idea is they track what, like, YouTube is, and, like, Facebook and Meta, especially, like, because they're from the same company. But all these platforms, it's the same thing.
I don't even want to talk about Facebook. It's the worst.
Yeah?
It's.
I can imagine. I'm
drugs.
Not familiar with it, but.
Facebook's really? Drugs, yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. But the only thing is, though, like, with the whole deleting Instagram thing, is I wouldn't, like, if you're going to scroll, if you want to, like, click off this video right now and delete Instagram immediately.
That's
like
yeah.
That's what I used to do, but in a way that's kind of just cold turkeying it, because I would start. Eventually, that should be the end goal. That's what it is for me. But I would start by one, creating a new account or challenging yourself when you find like a some sort of OnlyFans model. Challenge yourself, hit the not interested button, or when you go on your explore page and that's the type of post that you see, click on every single one of them, hit not interested, not interested, or scroll away immediately after you see it. Don't even let yourself fall for that. Yeah, and then once you build that
stuff,
set timers too. Like once you build that up, then the end goal is to just delete fucking Instagram.
Yeah,
but I've tried that with TikTok. And
what if you were to delete Instagram, and then if you felt like you want to watch some kind of content, go on YouTube, since it's not that bad.
Mm-hmm. That would be the better option. Like, I deleted TikTok. That's what I did with TikTok. I deleted TikTok, and I thought that, oof, it would be gone. But then I immediately went to Instagram Reels, like, a week after. So the problem was really, it was the whole idea of culture. And I mean, TikTok's gone. It's not on my phone. You could say it works. But every now and then, like I told you guys, I still doom scroll on Instagram Reels.
Yeah.
Deleting both would probably be the most sufficient option. It's just going to be a lot harder for you, because then what happens if you go into YouTube Shorts? And I can't delete YouTube. That's where I get a lot of my education from.
Yeah, same here.
Well, I can, obviously, but it's like you have to tackle it slowly first, because with the whole idea of you can't face it with the cold turkey. But the end goal is to get rid of the app as a whole.
And I feel like that's why every single one of this still takes back to finding your purpose and finding your true self.
Oh, yeah.
You got to know yourself in order identify what your next step will be. If you're the type of person that's not being too distracted with these apps, why delete it? If you're the person that's making content on those apps, why delete it? Yes, you do get distracted, but those people that don't post any content or are there and you know, next thing you know, they go on Pornhub and all that kind of stuff.
Like,
it's like you have to be able to sit down with yourself and tell yourself, this is what I'm doing and this is who I am, and look at yourself in the mirror and say, well, whether you like it or not, that's who you are. So let's work on changing it.
Being honest with yourself. Yeah,
being honest with yourself. Oh, my God.
Every single thing that we've mentioned is just strictly downstream to understanding what your purpose is and your calling. Like how Fricker said it earlier, that's why we started off with purpose. You're bored. You need to find that first. That requires a lot of self-reflection. That's why we've been giving a lot of these like tips and hacks towards this type of shit.
I want to share a story. So one of my recent friends the other day, he was telling me that he has a problem with the whole idea with you know, going on Instagram and then, you know, looking at girls and all that kind of stuff. And then I go, I bet it's because you follow them. And he goes, yeah. So, and then he showed me who he follows. And it makes sense why he would want to jerk off and stuff. Because, I mean, all they post is literally not showing their face and all you see is their ass. So, it's obviously they're going to want to do that. So, this is what I told him. I go, unfollow her. What he did was he shut off the phone. Because it was already hard for him to do it, right? And I was like, do you see what happened right now? You don't want to do it is because part of that is what's driving you to want to do that bad action. So I go, you have two choices to make. You either do that, like unfollow them, and you that would mean that you want to change, or you're just complaining about it, but in reality, you want to go back to doing bad things. So I told him, you have two options to make. So pick one. If you're going to complain about it and if you're going to tell me that, you know, this is the problem you're going to overcome, then be willing to take some kind of action. And if you're not willing to take an action, that means you don't want it. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to. It's not what you say. It's what you do. You can say, oh, yeah, dude, I want to change. I don't want to have to be going and jerking off. But what do you do about it? If there's nothing you do about it, the only answer to that is you want to be doing that. So you got to, it's two extreme situations. You either keep doing the bad things, or another extreme situation is you just unfollow that person and be willing to challenge yourself and say, you know, this feels hard, but I'm going to do it anyways.
Beautifully said.
Did he unfollow?
Yeah, he did right away.
Dude, that fucking baffles me that people like follow models like that. I hope you don't. Don't, do you?
Are you looking at me?
Yeah, you. I know you two don't.
That's the first thing I did when I wanted to like go on NoFaps.
My model is Ronaldo and LeBron James. Like,
yeah, that's tough.
Unfollow them.
I don't know. I never had a...
I hope I don't see their ass.
I don't want to have to come out as a person that's bragging about this, but I never had a situation where I would say struggled with this type of stuff. I wouldn't follow the models at all.
Yeah, that's just...
I wouldn't
if you like, if that's
always
the hardest
found it
part
weird.
Of cult.
Yeah,
that
doesn't feel right.
Dude, after Fricker's example, I can never...
You're supporting,
though.
The only time was Summer Rae, and then I was like,
I can never...
Right.
I just saw, like, how I see really it is, like, this woman is just posting her body every time. Like,
you're just another dog in the comments like everyone else.
Mm-hmm. Dude, another dog. You guys remember? Fricker's thing?
Bro, I'm not calling you a dog.
Do you remember Fricker's thing? Like that traumatized me.
The Coliseum. Every OnlyFans. I'll say it again, right? Every OnlyFans model posts, right? Look how many comments you see on there. Look how many views are like.
How many likes?
Look how many likes. All that shit. What that is she's in the middle of a coliseum and you're just in the fucking, you're just in the coliseum, like, seats with all the dogs, right? Looking at her in the middle of the coliseum. You're just like everyone else, bro. You're getting cucked. Like,
that's why most of the cases, their page goes 3.5 million followers following 5 or 1 or 0. Mm-hmm. That's the type of stuff that you see.
Dude, like, if you don't hear that and immediately don't want to just unfollow, like, I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah, you're coping. Yeah, if that's
that,
the case.
That is cope.
That's bad cope. And I think on a deeper sense, you're supporting their behavior, which is the worst
thing. That's even
so. Everybody that follows them,
they're
like,
clapping in the
let's think about it.
Seats, bro.
Exactly.
Fuck those guys that actually do that, dude. Like,
what if those models lost all their followers? Do you think they would have still created the post?
Yeah.
Stuff?
Would they be at the end of
realistically?
The
it wouldn't be the case. But the thing is, it just won't happen almost. It's, you know what I mean? That's just how things work. It just won't happen.
If you cut out the demand.
There's always going to be somebody. So Yes, and then when you do cut out demand,
supply goes to shit too. Like that shit is just fucking absolutely absurd.
And one of the most basic psychological rule I would say for psychologists is don't reward bad behavior. That's one of the first things that they've taught when they go in that career is, you know, when you have a client or whatever, somebody you're helping, and you see them do a bad action or you hear them telling you about their bad action, don't reward it or don't say it's okay because it's not. Mm-hmm. That gives them another reason to do it. So it's just a very deep thing to acknowledge that every single person that follows them and likes their posts or comments just looks at it. Yeah. Is supporting it. So that's what it comes down to.
Honestly. And I had something in the back of the head that you said that was so true that I forgot what it was.
You know what I would do sometimes when I would see those pages? I would go in there and report them. Not that he would do something, but... I mean, not that he wouldn't do anything, but he would at least do something, in my opinion.
But no, that idea is... Maybe not, like, in the grand scheme of things, maybe not. But for you, it's doing a great thing. Yeah. You're signaling to your brain, like, yeah, I don't want to be seeing this shit at all. And I'm self-aware enough to understand that this is harmful. If I continue to see this, this is bad. So I need to get it out of my page.
Exactly.
What I hate the most is that the guys that, like, the fucking Coliseum enjoyers, is they're the ones that are the most hypocritical because they're like... You girls can't have 10 bodies, but then they're doing shit like that.
They're ones liking the post.
Yeah, like,
what are ones DMing them, wishing they commented back.
But, like, seriously, like, that shit is hypocritical. Like, if you're watching this video, please just unfollow those shit. Like,
yeah, one of the best ways you can get over that is really unfollow them. And see how your feed changes. And if you still can't change that perspective on what happens, just delete the app. Really,
I never even thought of it this way, but like, you know how everyone says, like, show me your 5 closest friends is that I'll show you that's who, or show me your network and I'll show you that's who you are. Show me the people you're following and I'll show you what you're into.
Who you want to be influenced by. That's what it comes down to,
literally.
Oh yeah, that's
what you're saying. Putting in front of your face. So like how Josh mentioned how no one that he's around like really parties, he eliminates the idea. Goats.
Goats.
Oh yeah.
Follow the goats.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Look great.
Exactly.
Like whiplash.
Now I lost my train of thought. But I hope you guys know the direction I was.
Yeah, Josh just messed you up. Well, that was it?
No, we got one more.
I'll speak on behalf of this. What I write, rationalizing bad routine. Now, this is what I personally struggle with. And this is, I don't know who else this is. I think this is a common thing. And actually, Lance Bachman has the same thing. I remember he said that. And I remember, obviously, because I have the same thing. But he justifies that it's okay. I'm going to be here and say justify it. It's not okay for my guys that wake up and they just go on their phone. I think that's a very common thing. Very common thing nowadays. They just go on their phone and they spend whatever, 10, 20, 30, maybe even an hour. I know people that spend 2 hours. I forget who told me. They send the first... Tim.
Yeah.
What did he say? 4? Right?
He just said in bed
4
all day.
Hours, right?
For that's most first crazy. Part of the day.
But this is reality. This is the truth. So
I used to do that too, bro. I would just sit in bed and like...
And I was going to phone. I was trying to
probably
analyze.
The shittiest feeling ever that I experienced.
Like, honestly, you're like a little bit hot and sweaty like after a couple hours and shit.
Can I be honest with you guys for a second?
You don't mind it.
Yesterday.
You're coping.
No. Yesterday, I went to bed...
Get off the podcast.
No, listen. I went to bed at like 3 because I was trying to figure out this market maker model.
Keep coping.
And I woke up around like 9 o'clock. I didn't get out of bed till 11 because I was scrolling. And
what were you watching?
Instagram.
Just straight up?
Dude, I don't know. I haven't had something that bad in so long. I was so fucking like, I looked back at it and I was like, by now, like on a typical Saturday, I would have already had my breakfast. I would have already had my walk. I would have already done my workout and everything, and I would have been at the library studying. But because of that, everything gets pushed back. It was honestly
I
such
noticed that type of stuff a lot too.
Feeling,
when
dude.
You
like,
do
you...
that type of thing, you realize how many things you could have got done and how many things you didn't get done.
You feel like because you were like you feel unproductive because you are unproductive. Like it was honestly one of the worst feelings I've had in a while. I don't know. It's just one of those things that happened, and I was so ashamed of myself. I was like, "Yeah, like this is fucking terrible." It was Mishka. Mishka snapped me up because he started barking outside of my door, and he forced me to get up.
Bro told you to find your purpose
he's,
by barking.
Like,
at
he's
you.
Like, "Bro, like Bro's Think Big does not approve of this," and he was right. Like,
dude, think about all the times that you like people don't even think that it's bad. people will do that and not feel guilty at all. Yeah, and that's the problem. The
yep.
Thank Think you. About it's all the times that you scroll and eat.
I cannot imagine
that. You watch YouTube or watch anything while you eat. You know what I mean? And it's like, not even the fact that it's like, okay, if you're watching some educational, fair enough, right? But it's like the fact that you always need something in front of you to keep you occupied all the time is the problem. You know what I mean?
Like, even admitting that shit out loud in front of you guys hurts. Like, I'm fucking embarrassed.
Dude, we have days like
no, yeah, we do. We do. And I'm not
such
I'm
good self-awareness, though. That's a good thing.
Yeah, wrestling made me right now. But, like, that's the
you
thing, though.
Last day, last podcast.
It's the way you... My inner bitch did win. Literally. Like, there's no other way. Seriously. I can't defend myself. I really can't. And it's, like, I cannot imagine not feeling guilt after that. I couldn't
that's
because
a good thing
that
you feel that though.
No, yeah, absolutely. But I like how you said that people do that. Like I couldn't because you know what's crazy? I know why I did it. I used to do that shit on the weekends, like during high school, in like elementary or not? Sorry, ninth grade. I would play Fortnite all night, and then I would fucking go to bed. I'd wake up and I'm scrolling on TikTok for an hour, on like the Saturdays
brains
and Sunday.
Fried after those.
It was so, and you know what? Back then, I didn't think much of it. Now you're thinking, I don't know.
You didn't take it so bad.
Yeah, like the guilt that I feel like that I felt yesterday and even today, honestly, because it's still haunting me, is like a million times more severe than it used to be.
It's like putting a fire under your ass too. It's like,
that's true. That's true.
Like,
rocks.
For
no,
the person watching, for the person watching this, if you do the same thing, imagine how much stuff that. We get done before you wake up and after you're done scrolling. Imagine how much people are getting done before you like get up and get out of your bed, like like 7 hours later after waking up. I don't know if you know if people do that. I don't know, but
dude, you never know.
That's lighting a fire under your ass. Like, there's someone who woke up 6 hours before you and has done your whole week's worth of work in 6 hours before you woke up. Like there's people who are like that out there. You know what I mean? It's like that's a fire.
Yeah, and those are the winners. Those are that's the level of. Hustle.
The hungry hippos.
Exactly, yeah.
The hungry hippos, man.
Yesterday, I lost. I lost to the person that
you learned.
Was.
But I was
learned,
just going
to
say,
learned,
but
yeah.
You
the
learned a lot.
What was
the
opportunity? The opportunity.
You couldn't live with your own failure.
The opportunity.
You couldn't live with your own failure. Now,
well,
where does that take
that
you?
Wasn't a problem. It wasn't a problem. The opportunity was putting your phone down and realizing, okay, I don't need to scroll. I have this to do. I have this to do. I have this to do. The opportunity was what?
Like, what did you mean? The opportunity in the moment?
Yeah, the opportunity after going through all that, the new opportunity is okay. Not doing it again. Waking up early, doing
exactly what I learned in this video. I'm not, or we didn't mention it in this video, but I'll mention it right now since I'm. That's the answer. Is I'm leaving my phone to charge up there.
Son of a fucking. What?
You don't have to react.
Bro, you can add to it, man.
Yeah,
you can add to it, bro.
No. Mine. Mine, bitch.
No, I came in. I said I'm gonna talk about this topic.
No,
and you just took over.
Go on to the next one. Don't let him
idea.
Do it, guys. On to the next one. Don't let him talk about it.
You're beat. You got beat
you're
twice.
So
you lost.
Sucks.
Well, I was. Oh my God,
this
guys.
Is your last
I'm leaving. I left. I'm leaving. I'm charging the phone over there. You did mention this.
What?
No. Oh, you were getting to it.
Yeah.
Who gave you the idea?
Get to it.
Who gave you the idea?
Credit to him. Credit to him.
Mike.
Yo, now go crazy. He just stole your
idea. He stole my
react like this while you're at it.
Yeah, jump up and down and make a scene.
All right, Josh, I would love to hear your feedback. Please.
He said it spot on.
No, you can add to it if you're so passionate.
How about this, Josh? When did you come to
the
realization?
When did I win? That's too many defeats in one day.
I lost.
What'd you think about that?
I never explained why it's so important.
What?
I didn't explain why it's so important. Or I didn't explain why I'm doing it. So I'll let you have the honor.
Dude, put your phone.
Kidding, why
charge
I'm
your
doing
phone
it.
Over here next time. Put it
on
his desk.
Because there,
so
there
he
has
to get out.
There. That's what I'm doing.
Solution
I'm
is
doing
if
right
you
there.
Have your fucking phone and you screw all every morning, put your fucking phone.
Is that what you do?
Yes, that's what I do.
Essentially,
you feel ashamed of that?
What?
You feel ashamed of that?
I feel so guilty.
I feel like I killed all of your passion in it because you don't even want to. What I thought you were going
to
say is that you scroll because you're already laying down in bed and you feel so comfortable. You feel so relaxed,
dude,
right?
I'm
but forcing yourself to
dead.
Get up because you hear that annoying ass sound. Like, I don't know about you guys, but I hate the way my alarm sounds, right? Actually, that's not true. My alarm is
peaceful.
My alarm is, we're going to have a good day. And all our guys are going to... I'm going to play it for you guys later.
Yo, how do you even do that?
You have to pay like $3.
Oh.
I did this like a while ago. I think I can play it right now. I'm gonna play.
Oh, dude, that's some positive vibes.
I'm gonna play it into the mic.
I have one that's like David Goggins saying something. Yeah. No, it's not Goggins. No, it's like you're gonna fucking wake up. No, I don't know.
Are you guys ready?
I don't know. Let's begin now. Oh my God! Yeah, I remember that. Ooh. Is his.
I woke up today.
I'll tell you what.
And I said. Instead of waiting for a good day to happen.
I remember when you would do the alarm at when we slept in the same room. And I was like, God,
have a good day. And all my homies gonna lie today.
Oh, dude, that's gonna start your morning really, really positive.
Not waiting for today. Hey, good day.
Definitely. I don't know.
Like, I might not even turn that shit off, to be honest. Like,
so make sure it's not too good, right?
That's what it does. Okay, let me hear it. Turn it right here.
This is mine.
That's peaceful.
Yeah, it is peaceful.
Yeah.
It's supposed to wake you up.
It's so annoying.
Here's the thing, though. Like,
As soon as I hear that, I'm up. I don't want any more,
like,
bro.
Even yours being peaceful, mine being, like, positive as fuck, like...
It's not annoying because of the sound.
I turn it off immediately. But yeah, like,
it's annoying because there's other people in my house. I don't want them to hear the sound.
That's true. Like, sometimes when I feel asleep on the couch, that the alarm goes off because I just have it set to it, and I feel so bad because I feel one time I woke up like my parents because of it.
But the iPhone one is so.
That one's the worst. Don't even play that.
No, I'm going to play
it. I hate you. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I think I have that one.
That's yours?
And sometimes, props to you, dude. Sometimes some real I'm such a deep sleeper sometimes that I don't even hear anything.
I could never.
And when my sister leaves for work, sometimes she has to come in and say it's ringing.
This? Yeah.
And can you imagine, dude?
That's mine.
Was that one?
That's mine.
Something loud.
Yeah, I think it's something like that for me. Yeah.
If that is that the default one? What's it like? Yeah, radar is default.
So one of the things that I also do is the night before I write down the time I want to wake up. So I go 8 a.m. or sometimes 7 a.m. And knowing the fact that if I don't wake up at that alarm and get up, I'm going to have to X that specific goal. That means I failed the goal.
That's the
drive that instead of Xing it, I'm going to check that off. And the only way to do it is to really wake up and,
That's a great fucking idea. Because you don't want to start your day off by, like, using a negative
motion. Same with the habit trackers and shit that I use.
Exactly.
Like, that's also good.
The shame of marking it red is so... I get so much pain from it that I changed that.
Do you have that on, like, 6 a.m.? Get up at 6 a.m. or something?
It's... Right now, yeah. It's between 6 a.m. and 7 a.m. Between that time.
Yeah. See, like, that's a great idea, to be honest.
So if you wake up at 5, are you Xing it?
No.
But you didn't get in up between 6 and 7?
I got up earlier. So pretty much any time after 7.
But you're lying. You're lying to the habit tracker.
Yeah, I did lie.
You are.
It's fine.
The only time I don't mark it, I won.
Dude,
that's not
the only time I don't mark it X. Personally, I'll be honest. Is if I set the alarm at 8 and I wake up at 8:05.
Yeah.
But if it's anything past 8:05, then I mark it X. And what I usually do is, if I mark it X, I write down the time that I woke up, so that way I know how late I was to. My appointment to when I was supposed to wake up. So I don't know, but yeah, it is more strict your way. Like if it's even late by a minute, you failed. So I see where you're going.
Sure, bro, it just depends on how much margin of error you want to give you. So.
Yeah, I'm gonna throw my phone at the wall next time.
No, just put it across the room.
I know.
Next time you reach for it, just shoot your fucking hands off. Like,
oh my bad.
Slash, just fucking jump on me in the morning.
Why would I just place it in front of the bed so you can get up? Yeah, because I don't know. I hope all this helped you guys.
I mean, combat doom scrolling. After this,
talked about timers, bro.
Yeah, but it's fine, accessibility is everything with this.
No.
Stop doom scrolling. Get out there and find your purpose. Find your mission. Go on your hero's journey, because everyone has a journey, right? Yeah. Everyone has a mission.
Facts.
Your purpose is greater than you think.
That's why the mission is.
Exactly. I'm a fucking hero, it's time to get to the quote of the day.
Quote of the day.
Josh.
Sometimes when you're in a dark place, you think you've been buried, but actually, you've been planted.
Mm. Oh.
Oh.
By somebody. We don't know this. It's just I just found this video on TikTok. I send it in the group chat, so
it's an opportunity.
Yeah. And I like there's
being
some
buried
there
is an opportunity.
Because when you're in a dark place, when your roots are in a dark place, you think you're being buried, But when your roots are also in the dark, deep down, that's also darkness. Mm. So it can either be a strength that you're in a dark place, or it can be like your mindset that, you know, something's not going your way, or
like Mike said, an opportunity.
Mm. Yeah. But I'm talking about the part where it says you've been buried. When people think that it's a negative connotation that, yeah, you know,
that low,
that life's bad or anything like that. So
like if there's one thing that I wish I heard when I was at like my low, it would be this quote.
Yeah.
Like, because everyone hits like that significant low in your life and like that rock bottom. And this is what they need to hear. Cause like, I know someone right now personally who's like, seems to be at their low, and just I told him to
send that video, bro. Just send the quote.
I already told him. Fucking crazy, dude. Like, just like, because this is exactly what I needed to hear when I was right at that.
And you know what's crazy too? Knowing this quote, when you will be at the place where you feel low, and you remember this quote, it's also gonna apply to you. So whether you hear it when you're in a positive place or not, it's still gonna come in
handy. It prepares you for when that low comes in. Yeah. Like we went over this in Brandon's episode, Life with Journeys Like This. Right. Whenever these retracements, these lows come through, you've got to prepare for them.
The market. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Volatility.
Volatility. Shout out goes to Ozzy Espinosa on YouTube. Great video. Learned a lot of knowledge.
Thank you, Ozzy.
Yeah, thank you, Ozzy.
Yeah.
Does anyone know who that is?
No.
I don't, but Ozzy, okay. What do you want us to talk about in the next episode? For you personally, we'll give you whatever you want. Or to anyone else, matter of fact, whatever you want to hear us talk about.
Free knowledge. Free knowledge.
Because what we try to do with these episodes, what we always pretty much do with these episodes, not always, that's a lie, but we really try to prepare. Like, you guys got here at 6 o'clock, and we're finishing up this video at 9:30, too.
Yeah.
So we really try to prepare this shit for you guys. Even if we may not be knowledgeable for it, we can always plan it in advance. So whatever you guys want to hear us talk about.
Yeah.
Dropping in.
Yeah, one more thing I wanted to add to that quote is, I feel like this is the type of quote where you also won't be afraid of being in a dark place, because you know that it's not you being buried, but you being planted. So
yeah, that's what, like, the whole
you
know, idea.
You're not afraid of going towards a failure or being in a dark place.
It's perspective shift. Yeah.
Maladets.
Maladets, everybody.
Maladets. Oh,
yeah.
All right, well, with that being said,
think big, grow big.
Peace.